Welcome back to Giants.com as we wrap up the quarterfinals of the Giants Draft Class Challenge. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by Michael Eisen. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Well, and we have some finals here in the quarterfinals, Mike, in the Giants Draft Class Challenge. Let's start with that 1981 draft class. Lawrence Taylor and his sidekick, Bill Yard, continue to roll on with a blowout win.
Lawrence Taylor is very hard to beat. Pro Football Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest defensive player in NFL history. It's nice that Bill Yard is along for the ride. I hope he's enjoying it.
And Sam Huff and his poor guys from the 1950s didn't have a chance in that one.
No, Sam Huff hung in maybe a little bit longer than we expected, but LT still a big draw.
Now, they're going to take on, in the next round, the Giants draft class from 2003. Now, they have some good players in that draft class. Osiu Manura, David Deal, and, of course, Super Bowl hero David Tyree. Not to mention Vasante Shanko, by the way, who went on, after he left the Giants, to be a very good NFL tight end.
Yeah, it's interesting that the 2003 class is getting so many votes because we never mentioned the first pick in that draft, which was William Joseph, a defensive tackle who can spell his name B-U-S-T. It's the old argument, is it a very impressive draft class because the first rounder was no good, or should you take points away because the first rounder never did anything? But obviously the depth and strength of the overall draft outweighs the failures of the first-round choice.
And it shows that despite the fact that, you know, OC had some issues with the Giants, contract things over the years, and a lot of fans have, you know, wondered about David Deal towards the end of his tenure here with the Giants. You know, apparently there's still a lot of love for these guys in the land of the New York Giants.
As there should be, John. Both players gave the Giants 10 good seasons. OC made, I think, two Pro Bowls. David made a Pro Bowl. They both played on two Super Bowl teams. Not just play, were starters and vital players on Super Bowl teams. So they should get a lot of love from Giants fans.
All right, and then on the other side of the bracket are two other teams in the Final Four. First, you have the 1984 draft class. That features Carl Banks, the first-round pick, William Roberts, Jeff Hostetler, Gary Reasons, Lionel Emanuel, a lot of starters in there from that 1984 draft class. In my opinion, my favorite Giants draft class.
A very good draft class. We've been saying Jeff Hostetler makes it an exceptional draft class because anytime you can get a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and I think it was the third round, it's a special draft. Carl Banks was a great linebacker. William Roberts, Lionel Manuel. Depth, talent, Super Bowl victories. It's hard to be better than that.
And they will be taking on the 2005 draft class. No first-round pick there because of the Eli Manning trade, but Justin Tuck in the third round, Corey Webster in the second round, Brandon Jacobs in the fourth round. Considering their production, all three wouldn't have been bad first-round picks.
Exactly, yeah. You know, probably the only thing that distinguishes the two classes is the quarterback came out of 84. But just like 2005, 84 has depth, a lot of talent, Super Bowl victories, players who went to Pro Bowls, players who became fan favorites for Giants fans. So it's really hard to pick, but I guess you go with 84 because of Jeff Hostetler.
Sure. Mike, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure, John.
And again, go to Giants.com and vote for the Giants Draft Class Challenge. Who do you think is the best draft class in Giants history? Voting in the Final Four starts on Monday. Everybody, have a great weekend.